I feel like I've been here before. It's not really, you know, of course I'm excited. I'm excited and, you know, I want to take advantage of the opportunity. But, you know, all the nerves and stuff is not there. And I've been nervous for the games this year. You know, I was nervous for the Vikings game, you know, the Bears game. But, you know, this game right here is just, you know, it feels like we're supposed to be here. When you take advantage of the opportunity, everything is calm. And I feel like I've been here before.
You've called Cam Newton one of your favorite quarterbacks to now have a chance to play against him in the Super Bowl. To be trying to chase him down. What's that like?
Oh, it's great. It's great, man. It's just it's a strong indicator of the 2011 draft. You know, we had a lot of talent in there. And I played Cam before. You know, it was a great game, and I'm sure this would be a great game as well.
Could we have called the bus thing a little bit scary yesterday? Were you on one of the buses?
Yeah, it was definitely scary. I mean, I wasn't really paying attention. You know, I was on the bus. I was talking and looking down. And, you know, fortunately, everybody was safe. Fortunately, nobody was hurt and everybody was safe.
Signing day tomorrow, do you remember your signing day?
Oh, yeah, I remember my signing day. It was great. I was in high school. We was at our auditorium. Had the pastor come out. Everybody who was involved in my life was there. It was huge. It was definitely a day I remember for the rest of my life.
When you made that decision, though, I mean, how difficult was the decision for you to go to A&M? I mean, where you deciding between, and how difficult was it to make that decision for your life then?
The decision to go to Texas A&M was the greatest decision I've ever made in my life. Giggum. No, it was, I had a Texas A&M being so close to Dallas. I had been there and I was familiar, but when I started to get recruited by them, you know, start to learn about traditions and what it meant to be an Aggie and the Aggie network, and it was just something that I wanted to be a part of, and you know, went there and it was the greatest decision I made in my life. Definitely a life changer. I'm an Aggie through and through. What was the question again?
That draft class with Cam's one, you're right behind him, stuff like that. You guys just say kind of on the same path to get to
him. I mean, it's been two totally different paths. I mean, you talk about Superman and you talk about Batman and Robin, you know. So it's been two totally different paths. But it's brought us here, and it's a special moment, and I just want to take advantage of the opportunity.
Did you have the opportunity to get to know Cam during that draft process?
I mean, I know him, you know, but I don't know him, like, you know, personally, like, you know, like, friend. If I see him out, you know, we'll kick it, you know, we'll talk and stuff. It's just that type of respect that you have for your draft mates. But as a, you know, on a personal level, I don't know him like that, but, you know, I know of him. He's a great leader. I know people that know him well, and everything they say about him is always great.
Biggest challenge he presents to a defense?
Of course, everybody knows about, you know, speed and, you know, he being fast, I mean, fast, strong, tall, you know, all that stuff. But his ability to make others play to a level that they wouldn't normally play at is, I think, is his greatest attribute.
When you guys were,
I mean, you got to up your game every week. It's a National Football League. You're playing against great players, you know, every week. You know, our best game is needed every single week, and this week is no different.
Obviously, you guys were linked at the top of that draft. I mean,
it's a draft. You know, I worked hard my whole entire life for that opportunity. You know, I felt like, I felt like just like everybody else in the 2011 draft. They felt like they should have been drafted number one, too. You know, one and two is only 30 seconds apart, so it's not really a huge difference. You know, we both had you know, pretty good careers up until this point. We got an opportunity to go out there and play this Sunday.
But when you're going through the process, you envision, okay, what would I do? Here, do I fit there?
No, I never really looked at it like that. When I came to the Cowboys, when I came to, you know, the Broncos, it was just, you know, all Orange Crush from, you know, here and out.
You talked about working hard for an opportunity. I mean, you got an opportunity coming out of free agency. You might not get there because of the tag. What are your general feelings on the
franchise? I haven't really thought about it. You know, of course, yeah, I put a little thought into it, but all of my attention is been here in the now, here in the moment. You know, I got a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity playing in Super Bowl 50, you know, the biggest Super Bowl up until this point, and I just want to lose myself in that.
The coaching change that change seems to have made the difference as far as getting past over that hump. How does this accomplishment reflect on John Fox? Does it kind of solidify the notion that you just can't win the big one? Or do you?
I don't know. Coach Fox, he loved me first. That's my guy. I don't know about any of the other stuff.
Bob, what's the story behind you and the chickens, and what made you want to get into that?
I went to Texas A&M. It started off by, taking one easy class, honestly, introduction class, and I liked it. And I just continued. I took another class next semester, and I liked that too. And here I am today, Von Miller, the chicken farmer.
What was the class?
It was poultry meat production.
What did you like about it?
I liked everything about it. It was hands on. My professor, he was a great Dr. Farnell. He was a very, very great instructor, and the way he was interested in chickens, and the way he portrayed his interest to everybody else in the classroom, it really got me interested. So that's how I got started.
When did you start with that?
Where did I start?
When did you start buying chickens and coops and everything?
Oh, I started when I got some money, when I got to the league, and it's still a very, very, intimate situation I have at home. It's not really commercial or anything like that.
How many chickens do you own?
It's about like 30, 35, 40.
And like when you envision starting to actually produce chicken?
I don't know.
Hey, Vaughn, your first year, you put your name on the
I had an opportunity to help players that came before me and help the players that are playing in the NFL now and all the players that would come after me. So, go out there and help, put my name on a lawsuit with Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and all these other greats. It was to help those guys out. It meant the world for me. Yeah, it was difficult because I hadn't even stepped, foot into the league. I haven't even begun. We haven't even started talking about the draft or anything like that. I was just fresh out of college, still training. But the bigger picture, I was helping a bigger cause. It was bigger than myself, so I decided to do it.
Hey, Vaughn, what does being an underdog mean? Is that something that matters that you guys can draw some fuel from?
I really haven't paid any attention to it. I'm not betting on the game or anything like that. So, I'm just going out there and I'm just playing. I really don't pay attention to, all that stuff. We got a huge opportunity. Anything can happen on Sunday. So got a huge opportunity to go out there and play in Super Bowl 50 and take advantage of it.
And what's your take on players who celebrate touchdowns? Obviously, Cam's got a lot of attention on that. Is that insulting when you as a defensive guy? Do you feel like they're showing up?
What's my take on celebrations? I love it. I love it. It's whoever's dancing the most probably is going to win the game, on Sunday. So, I like to dance. I like to show emotion, celebrate with my teammates. Cam is the same way. I love it. I think it's great for the game. You got a younger generation that plays close attention to that, and that's what they follow, and that's the future of the sport. So, I think it's great, and whoever's dancing the most will likely win the game on Sunday.
Vaughn, how deserving is DeMarcus of this opportunity after 11 years of the career that he's had? How deserving is he of this moment?
After the career he's had and all the stuff, he's very, very deserving. This is the last thing on the checklist, and I'm gonna go out there and put my back on the line for him, make sure he gets it. DeMarcus, it's really nothing that's too big for DeMarcus. You talk about Mr. America, and he has the sense too that he's been here before. It's a huge opportunity to go out here and take advantage of it, and it's all great. But the bottom line is we need to go out here and play great football, and that's what's keeping everybody grounded.
Vaughn, what kind of look did you see as the game went on in Brady's face a couple of weeks ago? As you guys kept hitting him.
The same Tom Brady. The game came down to, extra point play. It wasn't really a, you know, we didn't run off with the game or anything like that. It came down to the very, very end. So, you know, I would like to – I didn't really pay attention to his face, but if I did, I would, like, think that he was serious. He was into the game, you know.
I just think there's no quarterback like a single kid, and you guys hit him 23 times. Whether he's a player as great as Brady would show signs of, you know, wearing down.
I wouldn't – I can't even imagine him, you know, doing that.
When you guys were in the Super Bowl the last time and you didn't play, how did you process that? I mean, knowing that you couldn't be out there and then seeing the game turn out the way
it was. I was injured, so it was – you know, I had time – I had time building up, you know, to that, to, you know, kind of deal with that. The biggest thing for me was just not traveling with the team, not being around my teammates. I had been with those guys every step of the way. You know, even when I had, you know, adversity early in the season, I was still at the facility and I was still with my guys all day, every day. So that was those 4 days without my guys, that was the toughest part, you know, the whole situation.